We've got Tom Lowry in the studio today because we want to talk about the Marine Corps League National Convention for 2019 that's coming up here shortly. How goes, Tom?
Well, good. Thank you.
Well, tell me, Tom, and the listeners, we all want to know what is and who is the MCL and what do they do for the Marines?
The MCL is the Marine Corps League. It's a national chartered organization of veteran Marines all across the United States. It's nationally chartered and it operates underneath the Marine Corps, active Marine Corps. And each of these areas have their own chapters, and that's how we are here, the Eugene Serra chapter, named after a former fish and game officer here in the area. We primarily handle honor guards and firing details for fallen Marines for their funerals. And our next probably biggest job is assisting with the Marine Corps Reserves and the Toys for Tots program.
You have your convention coming up, the National Convention for 2019, the first one in our area. We want to stress it's not really a public event. It's for members only. But the beauty of it is you thought ahead and said, well, we should have a public night. So tell us about it.
That's correct. It's a closed meeting for registered members. But on Monday night, the 5th of August this fall, the county commissioners wanted to be involved in it. And so they are hosting a reception that night. It'll be at the Metra. And we're going to have some entertainment and some dancing and just an opportunity for everybody to meet Marines from all across the United States. That will be open to the public, and we're really hoping that some former Marines that are here in the area that maybe don't participate in any of the veteran organizations or our organization would like to come, and who knows who they might find from Virginia, Georgia, Florida, or wherever else, and find somebody they were in the service with.
What does it cost?
There's no cost to the public. It'll be open admission.
All right. Well, that's good. You know, open admission's the best way to get people in the door, and I'm sure a lot of people will be coming to this. And you mentioned you've got registrants from across the country, right?
We do, yes.
What are some of the highlights of that? Some of your favorite locations people are coming from?
Well, it has shocked me, really, on some of the people who have decided to travel to as remote areas, Billings. I've got several from Florida, South Carolina, New Jersey. Got one from Hawaii the other day. So everywhere is participating. California, Oregon, and Washington State more heavily than they normally do in the National Convention because it's going to be closer for them. So we're glad to be able to move it a little more in their end of the country and get some more participants in this that maybe haven't had an opportunity to do it too often in the past.
The listeners who want to learn more about the upcoming public event too and the entire national convention, where can they go to find out more?
They can call me or check our webpage. Our webpage has got some of the information on it. My phone number is 366-1347. We're also looking for some more sponsors that would help us with this event a little bit. Anybody that's interested in giving the veterans a hand, we'd appreciate it, and it'll go to a good cause. The webpage is mclnationalconvention2019.com. You must be a member to actually register for the event.
Thanks for popping in today, of course. We appreciate it here at KGHL, and it is coming up, the Marine Corps League National Convention 2019 in good old Montana, August 4th through the 9th, 2019. We'll talk to you later on in 2019 and catch up on some more fine details.
Very good.